You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Anderlecht 14-5, the draw is 12-5. Man United are even money away from home. Historians from both clubs will have grimaced and grinned remembering a particular game. September 1956, Tim Peake was just in the embryonic sack at this point.
Was he?
Yeah, well, he was born in 1975, but just his poetic license, that is.
I was going to say.
It was 10-0 to Man United that day.
Okay.
And it was that's their greatest ever win in European competition. And it's Anderlecht's worst ever result. Zlatan will also send a shiver down Anderlecht's spines as well. He scored four in a 5-0 Champions League win for PSG and then got one in the return leg as well, 1-1 draw. So he's someone they won't like facing again. The top of their division in Belgium by 4 points. The Champions League records, they've scored 21 goals but conceded 11. Man United have scored 18 and conceded 5. Man United warmed up for this quite nicely at a terrible Sunderland, really. It was like a training run for Man United. But they... I don't really like the even money, but I can completely understand why it's priced like this. They're a better team than Anderlecht, even though you don't go into it thinking, wow, Man United will win this. You're not that confident. If that was just pushing towards 11-10, I'd feel a lot more comfortable about backing it. And I wonder if you get anywhere near that kind of price on match day, then I'd be looking at backing Man United here. They don't need to win it, of course, because I think they'll be comfortable if they got a draw and came back to England. They'd be comfortable in beating Anderlecht, because Anderlecht are no great team. They're not even a great Europa League team.
No, and that's the thing. Man United looks so out of place in this quarterfinal lineup. Ajax, Schalke, Anderlecht, Man United, Celta Vigo, Genk and Leon Besiktas.
This is Man United now, though. It's not Man United of 3 or 4 years ago, is it?
No, that is true.
I mean, interestingly enough, when I was doing the research for this, there was a thing on the UEFA.com site, and I think it was this day in history when Man United put 7 past Roma. Do you remember that when Ronaldo was...
Yeah.
10th of April 2007, United 7, Roma 1. Unbelievable. I mean, it's barely recognisable, really. I know they're still a top team, but this is where they sit now in the Europa League.
I think
they need to go and win it.
I think Patrice Evra might have scored that day as well, which, hey, that doesn't happen every day.
We'll find out.
I might have just made it up, though. Alan Smith.
Rooney looked thin. Yeah, he had hair. Oh, he's still got hair.
That's Fergie and Kieran. Oh, no. Good times.
If you're a Man United fan, yeah. Oh, Zorro played for Roma.
Christian Kieran.
We're just talking about website now.
I think... It's a bit of a mismatch, this. But while I think Manchester United will go through, they're not guaranteed to win in Belgium, in my opinion. And I'd much rather back the draw in this. Look, Man U should win, but they're not going to bust a gut to. They're not. They would be okay with a draw here. And I think both teams will score. So both teams score and the draw is 16-5, or one all correct score, 6-1. Well worth a look in this. A lot depends on which side Manchester United put out. You'd imagine they'll be fairly strong. And like you said, they had a nice little warm-up for this, didn't they, at the Stadium of Light. Zlatan to score any time is 23-20. It just depends who plays. There's so many different variables of the Manchester United team in whatever way, shape or form they decide to play. There's value somewhere, but you'll have to wait for team news, I think. Whether you back Mkhitaryan or Martial or Rashford or Lingard or whoever is playing in that hole off Ibrahimovic. Look, Zlatan at 23-20 any time has got to be tempting, given he takes all the set pieces as well. If you are looking for an Anderlecht player, I'd say maybe Youri Tielemans, if he plays, could be interesting. But again, threes is not that good, really. Look, I think one all is probably the way that I'd play it. If you want to back that as a draw or match result and both teams to score with the result being a draw or just one all at sixes, that's probably the way that I'd go with this. It's a really tricky one to call. Both teams to score, incidentally, is priced up at... It's not there. It's gone. Where's it gone, Lee?
Found it.
10 to 11. That's 10 to 11 each of two. I'd rather be with yes than no in this, personally.
I like that Zlatan to score and Man United to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. I think they'll start to get serious now, Manchester United. They're within sniffing distance of winning a trophy. Obviously, Mourinho's got a little bit of history in this. It was formerly the UEFA Cup, of course, with Porto. That's 5-1 for Zlatan to score and Man United to win 1, 2-0 or 2-1. So I don't mind that at all. But yeah, I know what you mean about the team. I think Man United will go as strong as possible. But like you say, we don't know what their strongest possible is.
They don't have the strongest team.
Given any night, it could be any one of two or three in certain positions. So no, I get that. I'm pretty confident Man United will have a good end to the season now, though. I think Mourinho, the canny manager that he is, knows that finishing a season strongly is a key to starting the next season strongly. Yeah, I think they'll finish pretty confidently for the rest of the campaign. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they go on and win at the Europa League either.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.